Hello, dear listeners. I'm Marco. Today I want to read to you the reader's mail message from LGP. I don't know where to begin. I know I was sexually abused by my father at the age of 3, followed by years of his denial and emotional abuse. I remember him telling me I was fat and ugly, despite him abandoning me at the age of 8 because I did not, in his words, love or appreciate him. I have been reading your books for a week or so now and have discontinued therapy with a psychologist who only served to validate me. My big sign was when I attempted to talk to her about sex, the language she used was entirely inappropriate. When I confronted her, it turned out, of course, that she had also been abused sexually. I began seeing a very good therapist who also happened to be well versed in EMDR, though we haven't used that method at all that much. During this time, I found myself wrestling between quitting my job, which was in itself abusive and traumatic, and quitting my relationship, a very healthy, very stable, supportive young man. A bit by force, I made the right decision. I quit my job because I felt like they were controlling me. They had both taken away all my managerial privileges with no legitimate excuse and questioned my resignation the first time I put it in. Thus, I felt, denying me to some extent self-control. Still, what made me quit was the fact that I got ridiculously sick. First I had skin rashes, then mild anxiety, and on the final day I worked, my blood pressure skyrocketed to 188/80 temporarily, and I went to the hospital feeling nausea, dizziness, and faintness. I have never fainted, and the thought that I might ever is terrifying in and of itself. And that was just the beginning of some extreme anxiety of the likes I had never seen. I constantly believed I was dying. It took an EKG to convince me that I didn't have any heart problems. I still have some pretty extreme chest pain from time to time and about 2 minor attacks a day, and feel an almost constant pressure there that no doctor can explain. They are controllable, but no fun. I want this process to be over with already. I never got to be a kid, and now, because of the attacks, I feel like I'm not being allowed to be 23. I have done much reawakening, reclaiming my memories, understanding that my father could not love me, that I must love myself, that I must understand that none of it was my fault, that I can take care of myself now that I am an adult. I even know why I felt so much guilt. Guilt gave me a sense of control. It was my fault. If it was my fault, then I could prevent it ever happening again. By being benevolent and taking care of everyone else, then maybe my needs would be met. And I've learned so much about my own needs. I needed to feel in control. I needed to have someone tell me that I never had to see my dad again, instead of court-ordered visitation. I needed someone to listen to me. I needed to forgive myself and understand why I blocked that memory. There's a mixed belief as to whether or not I can remember fully what happened to me when I was 3 years old. I would like to, and I've always wanted to. But what happened, save me telling my mother and social workers at the time, Daddy stuck a magic wand into here. We're not exactly sure. And I realized the connection between wanting to leave my relationship and the trauma recovery. My dad had left me because he thought I'd be better off without him. He emailed me so years later and denied ever saying that I didn't love him. I had been doing that for years and years, leaving perfectly good relationships because I felt the other person had been better off without me. I finally found someone I respected enough to decide for themselves whether they wanted to stay. They have so far, and I've put them through so much hell, thinking I'm dying twice a day for the past 4 weeks. I am truly amazed at their endurance. But that is what I wanted the most, to make the decision for myself, whether or not my father should stay in my life. And I understand that my dad was the one who did not love and appreciate me, not the other way around. In your books, you give this idea that once you realize these things, the physical symptoms immediately disappear. But mine still assail me some. They are getting better, but then new signs of stress appear. I stop trembling, but now I have frequent small spasms, for example. In your opinion, and I know I haven't given you much, what is left of this process? And how do I get there? I so want to be healed and done. I keep thinking I am, and then 6 hours later there's another attack. I want help. Sincerely, LGP. And I don't mind you publishing this letter. To LGP, 2nd of August 2005. You tell us in your letter that your father abused you sexually when you were 3 years old, and that he abandoned you at the age of 8 because you did not love or appreciate him. He then emailed you many years later that he had abandoned you out of his love for you so that you were protected. You are now 20 years old, suffer of many symptoms, and of the amazing compulsion to abandon people who love you and care about you. You write that you do that because you feel that the other person had been better off without you. In this way, you try to give sense to a perversion so that you can believe you were loved, because every child absolutely needs to be loved. But the body of the 23-year-old intelligent woman feels the truth and rebels against the lie. It cannot recover as long as the adult clings to the illusion that her father loved her. A father who exploits the body of his 3-year-old daughter is a criminal who is incapable of love. In addition, he conceals the crime by telling her that he loved her. Your letter shows that the adult daughter does want to know her truth, and that she will thus eventually get it. Reading my last articles and the last interview for Ona on this website may be helpful on this path. But now, by repeating the pattern of your father, I make you suffer for your own good. You protect your father. You deny his lies and perversions, and your body screams for its truth. Alice Miller. That is the end of her answer. Thank you so much for listening.